You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You don't have to use that new face scanner at the ballpark. However, if you do want to feel like you're living in the future, you can do so. With less than a week before opening day at American Family Field, the Brewers have shared more about what's called the Go-Ahead Entry System. It uses facial scanning and the MLB Ballpark app to let people get through security and ticket validation easier. It's up and running at select gates. There were protests this week over plans for a new natural gas power plant in Oak Creek. The Public Service Commission held an event at the Oak Creek Community Center yesterday. Environmental groups argue the $1.2 billion project poses health risks and delays the transition to renewable energy. It's not going to be all online. Lisa Hale clears up the recent news about at-home driving tests.
The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles will begin offering online knowledge tests for teens hoping to get their driver's permit. According to a press release, the online test will only be available for students who have already completed the classroom portion of their training and will include security measures to ensure those taking the test online are not able to cheat on the exam. Student drivers will get two attempts to take the test and will still need to bring the required documents to a Department of Motor Vehicles location to receive their permit.
The race for Wisconsin's superintendent of public instruction comes through Racine in its final week. Incumbent Dr. Jill Underley is set to appear at the SEIU office on Washington Avenue tomorrow at 6. The spring election is less than a week away, with info about where and how to vote at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Bucks lose Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Nuggets tonight in Denver, but it will be without Damian Lillard, who after missing the last three games is out indefinitely. The Bucks say an MRI showed the 34-year-old's calf muscle injury is the result of a blood clot or deep vein thrombosis. He's now undergoing treatments with a blood thinner. That means more playing time for 22-year-old Ryan Rollins. At point guard, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, obviously, no one's going to be Dame but Dame. He's done a great job of coming in, being himself, and finding a niche that, oh, like Dame, you know, only he can do. He comes out there and he makes a difference in his way. He gets in guys, defends them full court, picks up 94 feet. Offensively, he's been great at running the offense and then getting to his stuff when he can. You know, he has a lot of stuff with him, and he's made a difference that way as well.
College basketball. The Badgers' new women's head basketball coach is Robin Pinchton. She comes to Madison after 15 years as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Music streaming platform Napster has been sold for $207 million. The former popular music pirating platform was purchased by a biotech company called Infinite Reality. The company is hoping to grow the brand and give it more social media platform characteristics. Napster transformed from an illegal way to get music to a subscription-based legal platform. In a related story, did you have any idea Napster still existed in any form? Me either. If there's one thing missing on TV I think we can all agree on, it's more high-end art-based dramas. Adam Driver and Jessica Chastain will star in a new show on Apple TV from the creators of The Morning Show called The Dealer. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show is described as a biting exploration of power, class, seduction, and culture set inside the world of the high-end art market. Finally, a show hardly anyone can relate to. Nepo baby Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again when it comes to being Gwyneth Paltrow. She recently made comments during an interview with Vanity Fair downplaying the role of intimacy coordinators on movie and TV sets. The incident happened while Gwynny P was shooting a film called Marty Supreme with Timothy Chalamet, who is 23 years younger than her. The two have several intimate scenes together. When the intimacy coordinator approached the actors and asked if they were comfortable, Paltrow responded by saying in her usual "I wish I was British or black" voice, "Girl, I'm from the era where you get naked, get in bed, and the camera's on." She continued saying she didn't even know that intimacy coordinators were a thing and added, "It stunts creativity when someone is telling her where to put her hands." Her comments were called irresponsible and disrespectful toward intimacy coordinators who are there to to protect actors, actors who are oftentimes younger women. In Actors Fishing for Work news, Josh Hutcherson says he would love to do another Hunger Games movie. Crazy that an actor would want another huge paycheck, but whatever. Hutcherson played PETA, Katniss's love interest, in the Hunger Games movies. The franchise put out a prequel, The Hunger Games, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and will follow the prequel with a sequel to the prequel, also based on Suzanne Collins' prequel book called Sunrise on the Reaping. Not sure if Hutcherson will cash another paycheck from the franchise if they keep making prequels. We talk about movie grosses at the box office frequently, but how about a big Broadway theater splash at the gate? George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck broke a record on Broadway by bringing in $3.3 million in 1 week. The show stars Clooney, who is making his Broadway debut and who also co-wrote the show. Pretty impressive, since the runners-up were Wicked and Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be west, switching to the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, an isolated sprinkle or flurry or two possible, 36 the low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52. We're talking low 60s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.